AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On a rainy day in Washington, President Trump kicked off King Charles' state visit. The king will speak later to Congress. The president pointed out the strong ties with Britain 250 years after U.S. independence.
The American patriots who pledged their lives to independence in 1776 were the heirs to this majestic inheritance. Their veins ran with Anglo-Saxon courage. Their hearts beat with an English faith.
The visit comes at a challenging moment for U.S.-UK relations. The president's up-and-down relationship with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has taken a sour turn over the past several months as the Republican president sought to rally international support for the war in Iran. The Trump administration seems unlikely to accept Iran's offer to end the war and its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. The proposal delivered by Pakistan does not include Iran ending its nuclear program. Ukraine's defense minister says the country's armed forces shot down more than 33,000 Russian drones of various types in March. That's a record monthly figure since Moscow launched its all-out invasion more than 4 years ago. Consumer confidence rose modestly in April.
Despite growing anxiety over soaring energy prices brought on by the war in Iran, the Conference Board says that its Consumer Confidence Index inched up to 92.8 in April. That's up from 92.2 in March. Respondents' comments about prices, oil, gas, and the war increased in April as the national average for a gallon of gas in the U.S. rose to $4.18 this week. The last time U.S. drivers were collectively paying this much at the pump was nearly 4 years ago, following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
BP's profit more than doubled in the first quarter, boosted by the Iran war and higher oil prices. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Drops in big AI stocks and another climb in oil prices are helping to stop a record-setting rally on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow slipped 18 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.2%. NVIDIA, whose chips are helping power the AI revolution, fell 2.8%. Crude oil prices rose almost 3%. The war with Iran has essentially stopped oil tankers from leaving the Persian Gulf. That's helped send energy prices higher everywhere, including at the gas pump. AAA says the average price of a gallon of gas reached $4.18 Tuesday. That's the highest since 2022. Seth Soutell, New York.
The Philadelphia Phillies fired manager Rob Thompson. He led the team to four straight playoff appearances, but the Phillies have lost 11 of 12 games. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.